السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Allama Ikram, most respected brothers. We are fortunate that we have amongst us today a scholar who is doing excellent work in South America. He qualified in South Africa, but when a person experiences severe cold, then we say it's very chilly. And if there is too much of chilies in the curry, we say it's very hot. So now we don't know whether it's hot or cold, but he has done some sterling work which has put warmth into the hearts of a lot of people in that area, where there was absolutely no sign of any makatib, madaris, Islamic education. Alhamdulillah, with the efforts that he has put in that area in Chile, we now have some maktab, some masjid, some madaris. So without taking up his time, I will ask you to listen to him. He will give us some idea of what is being undertaken there and what are the problems that the Muslim Ummah is facing in that part of the world. Mawlana Tashreef Rai.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmadu Allah al-Ali al-Azim wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihi al-Nabiyyil Kareem. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد صدق الله العلي العظيم. حضرت مولانا يونس صاحب, اونربل علماء اکرام, ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز, ایلڈرز, السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. In such a short time, it is very, very difficult for me to give you a report back or the conditions of the Muslims and Islam in such a vast continent which we know as South America. But beloved brothers, we as Muslims, we will only come to realize the value of our Iman, will only come to realize the value of whom we are when we leave our comfort zones. I will just relate to you one hadith of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show us how important it is to live with Iman, to leave this world with Iman, and to face Allah Jalla Jalaluhu amma nawaluhu tomorrow with Iman. It is a very lengthy hadith. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day enters his masjid. We know how the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was plus minus 1400 years ago. Anyway, he comes into his masjid and he finds in that small masjid, a masjid maybe empty of commodities of this world, but full with a'mal, with noor, the noor of hidayat. So he comes into that masjid and he finds some sahaba engaged in salat, some engaged in learning and teaching, some in dhikr and dua, some in da'wat. So he approaches one sahabi who is making dua, just to hear what is this sahabi asking Allah. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam approaches, he hears this sahabi saying, Allahumma inni as'aluka tamaman ni'mah. Oh Allah, I beseech you. I ask you to grant me tamamun ni'mah. Complete and perfect bounties. After the sahabi completes his dua, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam calls him and asks him, oh my sahabi, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tamamun ni'mah. What is tamamun ni'mah? If that sahabi, beloved brothers, Sahaba radiallahu anhu majmu'in were very intelligent. At that moment he could have replied. But what did he say? Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. That Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. He left the answer for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Today, beloved brothers, if any one of us is asked, what is tamamun ni'mah? To have it all. What will we say? Number one, to have a nice fat bank balance. Number two, I must be having a flourishing business. Number three, a beautiful wife. obedient children a beautiful car. If, after all, you must have a comfortable home. For us, that is, we've got it all. Tamamun ni'mah. According to our limited understanding, so-called intellectuals, what we say, that is tamamun ni'mah. But what did Nabi alayhi salatu salam teach us? A lesson for myself, a lesson for every ummah and every human being to come till the day of Qiyamah. What is tamamun ni'mah? Nabi alayhi salatu salam says, tamamun ni'mah al-mawtu ala al-islam. That when the angel of death comes to visit you, when the angel of death, Israel alayhi salam, malakul mawt comes to take your ruh, al-mawtu ala al-islam, that you leave this world as a Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us, ittaqullah haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Do not die, do not leave this world, but you are a Muslim. What does Muslim mean? Muslim. That being, that servant of Allah who lived his life in total submission to Allah. So when the angel of death comes to visit us, he takes our ruh in that condition that my whole life of 50 years or 60 years or 70 years or 80 years, I lived my life in total submission to the command of Allah. Beloved brothers, this iman, this Islam, Allah made me understand the value of this when I went out. As Hazrat Mawlana mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took me, before I even went to reside to this country, what made me go there? Allah took us in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In 94, we went for 2 months. We visited a country called Argentina. But beloved brothers, at this moment, Argentina, there are plus minus 2 million Muslims. But when we were working in Argentina, it took us 2 weeks to find one Muslim. One day after Asr Salat, we were sitting on the doorstep of the masjid, waiting to find, looking for Muslims. It so happened, a young boy passes by, he says, Assalamu alaikum. Beloved brothers, when you hear someone that time of the day, that part of the world says, Assalamu alaikum, what joy comes into your heart, you can't imagine, beloved brothers. I went behind the young boy. I said, what did you say? Now he hesitated. Frightened, of course, not something obvious. So I said, Assalamu alaikum, my name is Sulaiman, I'm a Muslim. What is your name? He says, my name is Yusuf. I said, Yusuf, Assalamu alaikum, come, you're a Muslim. Still too, he did not say I'm a Muslim. So we took him to the masjid, made some ikram, South African biscuits, chocolate, whatsoever. So we asked him again, Yusuf, are you Muslim? He says, yes, I'm a Muslim. So I asked him, Yusuf, your father? From where do you come? He says, my father comes from Spain. We know what the story of Spain, beloved brothers. No need to go into that side of the story. 800 years Muslim ruled. So I asked him, your father is Muslim? He says, my father was Muslim, now he's Christian. Your mother, you got brothers, your sisters. He says, my mother, original Argentinian Christian, she's now Muslim. Your brother, your sister, what did he say? He said, I follow my mother, my sister follows my father. So I asked him, Yusuf, where are you going? He said, I'm coming from school, I'm going to learn Arabic. I said, Alhamdulillah. Take me to your madrasa. He says, no madrasa, no school. I'm going to the church. Why to the church? He says, we've got no one to teach us Arabic. There is one Christian padre, one pastor, who is teaching us Arabic. That brought tears to my eyes. I said, look, what has happened to the Muslims today? Who is teaching who Arabic? A Christian padre, a priest, is teaching a Muslim child the Lughatul Quran, Lughatul Jannah. Is teaching a Muslim child the language of Quran, the Lughin of Jannah, the language of the Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah took us to Chile. 6 hours over the Andes mountains. Beloved brothers, it was 2 days left for the month of Ramadan. I'll give a brief history of Chile, beloved brothers. 1895. Before this was after the Muslims that came As we know, 600 years ago, Muslims migrated from Spain. But they got completely lost. In 1895, the first Muslim batch arrived from Sham. We know what is Sham, beloved brothers. If we only know the history of Sham, what place it will have in our hearts, beloved brothers. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because Sham, Palestine, Jordan, Syria, was the hub and the markaz of Anbiya alayhimus salam. When Nabi alayhi salatu salam led the Imam at the Salat, before he went for Mi'raj, of 124,000 Anbiya alayhimus salam, where this took place? Baytul Muqaddas. Where is Baytul Muqaddas in Sham? How many thousands of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajmain are resting in those countries? Aminu hadhi al-Ummah. The confidant, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, was in Sham. The first mu'addin of this ummah, Bilal radiallahu anhu, lies where in Sham. Second in charge, blind sahabi, where does he lie in Sham? Mufti hadhi al-Ummah, the mufti of this ummah, where does he lie in Sham? They left Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, they came to Sham. And their offspring, Bilal brothers, today they are inhabited where? In the whole of South America. South America, we can take into two portions, either from Mexico right to the southern tip of Chile, which consists of about 24 countries, or we look at it from Venezuela downwards, 13 or 14 countries. 99% of the Muslims come from Sham. But beloved brothers, very, very unfortunate. Children of Sahaba, we've met people who are direct descendants from Sahaba radiallahu anhu majmain. From the family of Abbas radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, but today, beloved brothers, they don't even know they are Muslims. Names, Muhammad, Ahmad, Zainab, Fatima, Thuraya, but they got crosses on their necks. 1895, they migrated from Sham. The first masjid established in Chile in 1987. We can imagine, beloved brothers, 1895 till 1987, what were they doing? No masjid, no maktab, no darul ulum, nothing whatsoever. Make shukr, beloved brothers. Not sufficient to say lakh shukr. When our ancestors came from India, beloved brothers. Before then came those Muslims from Malaysia, Indonesia. Beloved brothers, if our ancestors did not establish two things in this country, we have ended up the same way. No matter where they went, the first thing they did was Masjid Maktab. That held and kept up our identity. Today, till today, beloved brothers, with pride, we can say, Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims because of these two things. Not forgetting Dawat. That part of the world, beloved brothers, when those Muslims came, unfortunately, they did not hold up, not to Masjid, no Maktab, no Dawat. From 1895 to 1987, no masjid. No maktab. Can you imagine, beloved brothers? From 87 till 1998, the masjid only opened on Jum'ah Salat. So when we got there, beloved brothers, 94, they told us 2 days time Ramadan starts. So we're getting one qari, one muqri from Al-Qahira, from Egypt to perform the Salat al-Taraweeh. We said, Alhamdulillah, at least, We'll see some Taraweeh here. When the Qari came, between Maghrib and Isha, he sat on the mimbar, Salat, we will perform Sab'a Qirat. At the time of Taraweeh, beloved brothers, we stayed in that masjid for 10 days. For 10 days, beloved brothers, 8 raka'at Taraweeh, 1 surah. Wattini wa zaytun, Allahu Akbar, wa turi sinin, Allahu Akbar. 1 surah, 8 raka'at, that was month of Ramadan, that was Taraweeh for them. I said, this is the condition of the Muslims. We are living in Jannat in South Africa. So we made some fikr, Alhamdulillah, from 98 onwards. Till today, Alhamdulillah, by the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your du'as. Till today, Alhamdulillah, that masjid has never been closed. 24 hours is open. The month of Ramadan, complete Quran Taraweeh. Not only in that city, Alhamdulillah, now, Alhamdulillah, we have made Taraweeh in many, many other towns and cities where people haven't heard Quran in their lives. haven't heard Quran in the month of Ramadan in their lives. That is too far-fetched for them. They never knew, beloved brothers, in the whole continent never existed a maktab. Beloved brothers, we take our maktab, we take our hifz classes for granted. What is being taught in there, beloved brothers, if that did not exist, who would have taught us how to make istinja? While we were in Argentina, the muadzin gave adhan. After he gave adhan, he went to make istinja. He went to the toilet, relieved himself, normal urinals, barefoot. After he came out from the toilet, as he entered the masjid, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, qad qamat as-salah, qad qamat as-salah, hayyala, onto the musalla. Allahu Akbar. So after asking, what's happening? He said, no, I finished my wudu. He said, but you went to the toilet, no istinja. He said, I don't know. Who taught them? No one, beloved brothers, 10 years ago in the whole continent, if I say there never existed more than 10 ulama yahaq in the whole continent, I won't be wrong. Look at our areas, beloved brothers. In this masjid alone, how many ulama don't we have? Huffaz. I'm talking about not country, not town, I'm talking about a continent, beloved brothers. 14 countries, not more than 10 ulama yahaq. In our country, how many ulama don't we have? Huffaz. Not only ulama. Subhan. Every house you'll find one alim, one alima, one hafiz, one hafiza. So when we started the maktab system, beloved, we started with 2 children, 3 children. The Arab brother said, what are you talking about maktab? What is maktab madrasa? Our children are going to school. He said, bhai, if they are not going to come to learn deen, you will lose them also. They lost 3 generations. 3 generations. When we started off, beloved brothers, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, those very same children went back home, taught their parents, taught their grandparents, that when you go, how you should make istinja. Before you eat, you should say bismillah. What is the life of a Muslim? See, beloved brothers, when we are deprived of something, then only we realize the value of it. Those maktabs, those apas and ulama teaching in our madrasas, that hafidhi or qari sahab sitting and teaching hifz, how much qadr do we have for them? Tomorrow when they are not there, then we will realize the value of them. Then we will realize their value. How much of us, when passing by, we ask the qari sahab or hafiz sahab, came to your tabiat, you need anything? We take it for granted. We just say, alhamdulillah, we got something. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you are going to make shukr, what is shukr? To what I have given you to use this correctly. Beloved brothers, these people had nothing, completely nothing. But the qadr, the appreciation, the enthusiasm they got for deen, the thirst they got is unbelievable. Today, alhamdulillah, besides our maktab system, we had to do something to take those young boys and girls out of that filthy society, filthy environment of the schools. We know the environment of the schools. South America, everyone heard of South America, Brazil, Argentina, Venezuela, beloved brothers. With lots of mashur of our ulama ikram, our elders. Alhamdulillah, today we started our Islamic school. We have a secular education and Islamic education. And alhamdulillah, beloved brothers, the thirst and the enthusiasm of the parents is unbelievable. One masjid we had in 1987 that was established. After 6 years, the second masjid was built. Where, beloved brothers? Alhamdulillah, you got one masjid here. Next masjid is in Sparks Road. How far is that? 3 minutes. The next masjid was 2,000 kilometers away from us. We are asked to go for 3 days in the path of Allah. We make so many excuses. Brothers were ready to go for 3 days. 2,000 kilometers distance. 2 days back, 2 days going, 2 days coming, staying 3 days, 1 week. It is called the 3 days was 1 week. We are asked to go to a junction or Hilal for Shab Guzari. Allah has given us all the means. All the, beloved brothers, the ni'mat of Allah, we cannot make enough shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has showered upon us. One brother used to travel twice a month, 6 hours by bus to come to our Shab Guzari. So I asked him, Bhai Khalid, why so much qurbani? He said, Shaykh, if I don't come twice a month to charge my battery, I don't know what will be the level of my iman. I've got fear I will lose my iman. We take our Hilal Masjid for granted. How much of shock do we have to send our children to the maktab? I will give one small example, beloved brothers, that of nashukri that we make. Alhamdulillah, how much of effort was put in our country that today we can say with satisfaction and with guarantee that we're eating halal. Beloved brothers, when I went first to Chile, spoke to the brother about halal. He said, no, the sheikhs came and he said, go to the supermarket and bismillah and eat. He said, no, it can't be impossible. So we started speaking and speaking and speaking. So they say, sheikh, you're talking about halal, give us halal, we will eat. You're talking about halal, give us halal, we will eat. Living in South Africa, never did I go to the farm to slaughter, whether it be chicken or cattle or whatever it is. We had to go that side, beloved brothers, to the abattoirs, to go and slaughter and bring. Then people make qadr, beloved brothers, of what we've got. Initially, beloved, when I went there, it was very, very difficult to find chicken. Never in South Africa we ate duck, or we ate rabbit, or we ate turkey. But beloved brothers, that side of the world, we had to do everything, just to get halal. But alhamdulillah, today we have our own so-called sanha, accredited by the government. We alhamdulillah, people who are so far from deen, they come to the masjid on Friday asking, Sheikh, you got halal meat, halal chicken? Because they know if the dua, do not consume halal, what's going to happen to the ibadat and dua? So I ask you, beloved brothers, those people on that side of the world, Alhamdulillah. We are making many, many sacrifices. Monetary sacrifices, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, wherever. People that side of the world. Progeny and family of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajmain. Don't forget them in your du'as. Don't forget them in your efforts. Beloved brother, your ijtima taking place in your country, in Phoenix very soon. Make fikr inshallah to send jama'ats in South America to flood jama'ats there, beloved brothers. Who knows, that could be a means of our salvation on a day of Qiyamah, inshallah, because we are looking after the children of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajmain. We request your dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and grant us strength and accept all our efforts with ikhlas, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin.